are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August the 11th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this evening we are discussing COVID-19, the decline in new cases, the ongoing vaccination drive, and other issues.
We are also going to discuss about how some Zimbabweans in the diaspora are sourcing funds and equipment for use back home in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic.
And at the moment, it appears as if there are so many people that are looking at the Zambian elections. And as we focus on the Zambian elections, we are going to see what SADC is doing in this respect. So the Southern African nation, Southern African community, development community, SADC, announced that it will observe the elections virtually because of the COVID-19 pandemic, while some local organizations have sent their teams already in Zambia to observe the elections on the ground.
But first, the health minister reported yesterday that 31 people died from COVID-19, while 405 new cases were recorded countrywide. As of 10 August 2021, Zimbabwe had 117,258 confirmed cases, including 91,499 recoveries and 3,950 deaths. To date, a total of 1,912,592 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
And President Emmerson Mnangagwa this week extended the current COVID-19 level 4 lockdown, saying, although new cases were going down, deaths were still high. Schools remain closed for another 2 weeks.
On the vaccination drive, people continue to flock to council and public hospitals for vaccination, despite the opening up of private hospitals and centers to offer vaccination services. Private vaccination centers charge between $3 and $5, that's US dollars, for vaccination services, while council and government hospitals offer free services.
Ngihambe mahlabezulu linjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje sizakhuluma nge-COVID-19 ukuthi kwenzakalani elizweni leZimbabwe. So ngasikhangela kula manje siyabona ukuthi kunenge okwenzakalayo. Kulabantu abayi-31 izolo ababulewe COVID-19, kuthi abayi-405 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luyabika ukuthi kusukela ngombimbitho onyaka enye sokulabantu 3,950 asebabulawa yi-COVID-19. Kwenza kusithi-ke abayi-117,258 ngabantu ababa lo mkhuhlane lo, kwaphepha abayi-91,499. Kube sokusithi-ke nxa kukhangelwa abantu abagula umkhuhlane lo, bafika 21,809. Kuzokuthi abantu asebejove okokuqala iJackson yokuzivikela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bayi-1,912,592. Kwenza kusithi abayi-1,061,000 238 abantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. Sathi ukuthi sikhangele njalo okwenzakala ngokhetho kweleZambia, siyabona ukuthi-ke ilizwe leZambia liqhuba ukhetho kusasa. Liqhuba nje ukhetho, kuthiwa-ke i-Southern African Development Community izaobserva, kumbe ngithi izahlolisisa ukhetho lolu khonapho-ke kumabonakude, khonokho kuthiwa-ke kobo-Zoom, kumbe into ezinjalo. Kube sokusithi-ke kulabanye asebethume amalunga enhlanganiso ezijeneyo khona ngale-ke kweleZambia. Kodwa i-virtual monitoring yama-elections kayijayelekanga phela ukuthi ibe khona, kodwa sikazi ukuthi ba-observa njani umuntu e-observa virtually. So-ke sizabe sikhuluka ngalokhu lakhonokho-ke okuningi okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Sizwe njalo-ke kwele-South Africa, Jonga, we hear that the recent guy was elected mayor, he's facing a bit of some challenges there. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you know, he has got a father who is a Zimbabwean. And the mother, of course, is a South African woman. And people are saying, you know what? They don't want a foreigner to be leading Johannesburg. But yet, he's a South African. He was born in Soweto. But on Twitter, they're using some hashtags. And one of them is hashtag South Africa First. So they're saying, no, we can't have this guy as mayor. But he was sworn in. Some people in the ANC are supporting him and saying, We know this guy. We've been working with him for a long time. Yes, you can call him a foreigner, but he's a South African, you know?
You know, Gibbs, that's the same scenario that we had during the Obama era. You remember, there were some resisting President Barack Obama to take over as President of the United States, claiming that because his father was Kenyan, he was not American, he was not born in America, all those theories. Mm-hmm. But in the end, if the guy delivers and if he meets the criteria for him to stand for office in South Africa, we say congratulations to him.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the scheme of things. Yes, over to you, man.
Thank you so much, Ngiyabonga Gibbs. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yedenda re-COVID-19. Tiri kuona kuti denda riri kuti dzikirei uwando wevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda ringati kubva svondo rino kana kuti mukupera kwesvondo uri kuenda kuchidzika. Asi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa nemusi wemuvhuro wakati kunyange hazvo pari kuita kudzikira kweuwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda pamwe chete nevari kufa. Zvakakosha kuti vaise zvakare kuwedzera nemasvondo maviri mutemo welockdown unorambidza vanhu kufamba-famba. Tinoziva kuti nyika yezvino izvi iri pacovid level 4 lockdown. Vakawedzera mutemo iyo nemasvondo maviri zvichireva kuti zvikoro zvicharamba zvakavharwa. Ndo nyaya tichakurukura. Tichaonawo kuti ngabata here nyaya yevana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuunganidza zvikwanisiro vachiendesa kumusha kuti zvinge zvichibatsira. Kwozoti nyaya yesarudzo dziri kuitwa kuZambia mangwana. Mangwana muZambia vanenge vachimira mitsetse vachisarudza vatungamiri vavanoda. Asi tanzwa sangano reSouthern African Development Community kana kuti SADC richitaura kuti richaongorora sarudzo idzodzo dzemuZambia pamadandemutande kana kuti virtual, hanzi nenyaya yekudzivirira kupararira kweCOVID-19. Zvinorevei kana vachinge vachiti vari kuongorora sarudzo nepamadandemutande? Zvichange zvichibuda musarudzo zvichatambirika zvakadii? Tichiona kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kune kusitorina masaisai ekuti masaisai ekuti vange vachibata madandemutande kuti vaone kuti pavirtual ipapo vaona here kuti kunzvimbo yakati kwaita kurwisana, kunzvimbo yakati kwaita nyaya dzekunzi mabhokisi anga akaiswa mapepa nechakare, kunzvimbo dzakati tichanzwa kuti SADC inozvifambisa sei. Asi kunyange hazvo SADC yati ichange ichiongorora pamadandemutande, kune mamwe masangano abva muZimbabwe akaenda kunoongorora sarudzo. Vakatuma nhume. Rimwe resangano iri kumirira kuchamhembe kweAfrica, IMISA, iri kutungamirwa navaGolden Maunganidze vanove chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, vari zvakare sachigaro weMisa Zimbabwe muZimbabwe. Ndo nyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got some videos that were sent by some of our correspondents on the ground, and one of the videos was sent by Nonurai Jenner in Chinoy. You know, he was talking to some people in the locality and minister officials about the vaccination drive and COVID-19 in general. So he is one of the unidentified officers talking about COVID-19 and the vaccination drive in Chinoy.
Rakatukure saka tatora danere rokuti tutange kuita ma program outreach tichishandisa iwa ya mandufaya kuti patenge taona paita ndufu tobva taenda ipapo tobva tabaya vanhu tovakurudzira kuti vabayiwe, because chirwere ichi chiriko vanhu vanofanira kuti tione kuti tazvidzivirira, because takaonazve kuti avo vanenge vasina kubayiwa ndo vazhinji vacho vari kuwanikwa vachizosvika panguva yakaoma pamusoro pochirwere ichi. Saka takaona kuti regai tisvike pavari tiende mudzimba imomo instead yekuti tichihuyai kuzvipatara, because zvakaoma.
So there you are, Chonga. That's one of the officials of the Ministry of Health. You know, speaking to Nonurai Jenner in Chinoy.
Yes, he was explaining, Gibbs, that because of the reluctance for people to take up the jabs, they've taken an initiative to visit funerals. Where people gather at funerals, they go there and vaccinate people.
Yes,
so that's one of the outreach programs that the Minister of Health has launched in Chinoy, in fact, in Mashonaland West Province.
Yeah, kati limuzwa kona poke ngubaba kati kuluma ekona ngale Chinoy ukuhlangothi lwezempila kahle bekhuluma ngokuthi ke bahamba bengena ebantwini bebajuja ama-Jackson kumbe ngithi babajova ama-Jackson khonapho ke ezimfeni endaweni ezinjalo. So lokhu ke kuthiwa yi-outreach program eyenziwa yi-Minister of Health. So kukhona ngale ke Chinoy khanya ingxaki kungamemetheka kwendaweni eziningi ngoba abantu jonga abanengi bahlangana ezimfeni ebayenze ukuthiyeneyo kodwa ke izimfa lezi sezingama super spreader. So silobunye baba njalo, we've got another person who spoke with Ezra Jesus Banda in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he's saying about COVID-19.
Ikamumbani ikamangu babo manduna obet manduna
obet manduna sana lapho ku Bulawayo ke umkhuhlane we corona uthini uzwile yini?
Ye ukhona ukhona sokugcwele kakhulu.
Ukhuluswa kwaba kuona babulayo.
Ye sengilahlekele izihlobo lesengilahlekele ngabangani lapho ku Bulawayo.
Laba bangani bayenze njani ukwesitile kancane kwenze njani kubo wezwane ku
ukuthi babe bengaziwa kuhle babe bantu i-corona ukuthi i-vaccine yayingakafiki kodwa kathe sokungcono ba i-vaccine sikhona.
Bafele esibhedlela?
Abanye bafele ezindlini.
Kambe nxa ukhangele abantu lapha uhamba khona njengona umuntu ohamba kangako bakhona yini osuke wababona ukuthi abantu bathini sebekwazi ukuthi ukuhlala khona?
Abantu sebekwazi. Okuhluphayo ukuthi kakhulu lapha koBulawayo ukuthi abantu baphila ngokuthengisa, baphila ngokusebenza. So abasakhangeli, abasananzeleli ukuthi isikhathi kumele si-sanitize, kumele si-yenze i-social distancing lokunye okufikelayo.
Wena njengomuntu odila labantu, usebenza labantu kangaka, uzivikela njani? Sifuna labantu abemakhaya babone ukuthi ha lanxa usebenza kanje uyazivikela.
Engakukhuthaza ukuthi abantu begqoke amamaski, engakukhuthaza futhi ukuthi abantu be-sanitize, be-maintain i-social distancing. Bengazongazwa kuhle kungcono ugijimele esibhedlela uyezithola usizo lethole uncedo.
Uthi abantu bangazami into zobe lokhu befuthi ezindlu imele bayidinga uncedo ngani
esibhedlela? Lakhonokho ama-home remedies ayanceda, ayanceda ama-home remedies kodwa kugijima esibhedlela lokhu vaccinate bevaccinate.
Okay, indaba leyo vaccination siwayenzayo?
Yes, engavaccinate singahlatshwa.
Okay, kwakubatshela abantu kuhlungini mbayo.
Hayi, 2 minutes kuphela kodwa
kuzwakale lokho.
Hayi, akuzwakale lokho.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi, kulungile, siyabonga.
Yeah, so Joga, that is Mr. Manduna. You know, Mr. Manduna lives in Bulawayo. That is Obet Manduna. He was saying that, you know, he's lost a lot of relatives and friends, you know, to COVID-19. And he says, you know, going for vaccinations is the best way out of this pandemic. So he's encouraging people to go for vaccinations.
You know what, Gibbs, I was just thinking on my own about this initiative by the Minister of Health in Mashonaland West. Funerals, only 30 people are allowed to gather. So how many people do you think they will vaccinate there?
It's a bit complicated because if you go to a funeral and you want to vaccinate people, chances are high that some of them have been vaccinated.
That's what I was
thinking. And that becomes a problem. That becomes a problem. But the initiative itself is not too bad because at the end of the day, you are trying to target people that actually attend these funerals. You know, when you go to certain communities, you know that certain people are going to attend, like chiefs and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's not a
bad. You know, if they can do these outreach programs, then they can just start moving around the villages and vaccinating people instead of waiting for people to gather at a certain point. Because if they have facilities, cooler boxes and all that to move around and vaccinate people at funerals, they can just release their teams, visit villages. On a day, maybe they can vaccinate more people than waiting for funerals. That's my take, Gibbs.
You are right, 100%. So let's see what we can bring in now. There's another gentleman who spoke with Ezra Jesus Banda. He's in Bulawayo. Let's listen to the interview here.
Mina ngitawanda kaseke.
Ngiyakubona lapha ke uya bhotabhota kwenzakalani, wenzani empilweni?
Hayi, mina ngisomagetsi, ngiza ngamagetsi. Ngiyelethuka technician.
Umkhuhlane lo corona ke uzwani ngawo?
Ah, umkhuhlane lo ubhafile lo, silokhu sisenza ama-lockdowns, maska hapo, sizivikela.
Kodwa usebenza njani nxa kunje?
Hayi, ukusebenza kuyasebenzeka. As long wena uzivikele kuphela. Uqatheleke uzivikele.
Siwahlatshwa yini wena?
Hayi, kwamanje angahlatshwa.
Ukhalothi uzahlatshwa nini? Kumbe yesabi, ngulo ongazozihlatshwa lawa?
Hayi, ngizahlatshwa.
Awesabi kodwa?
Hayi.
Awesabi. Abahlatshiweyo bathini bona?
Hayi, abahlatshiweyo bathi khona nje urayithi.
Suke wabona umuntu ogula umkhuhlane lo?
Sofa angamboni.
Akwamboni?
Hayi, angamboni.
Kodwa ufile uyezwa kuphela?
Ngikuzwa kuphela.
Akwamboni ogula ngawo umbona unjani?
Hayi, angamboni.
Awuzuthi bathi bakhala umuntu uyebe ngasephelwa ngumoya, uzakuzwa?
yama symptoms akona njalanziswa ngawo kwalelana ukwehlela ukufuka
uthini ebantwini ngoba advise abantu njengomuntu osebenzayo
advise ngabanika nabantu ukuthi bezivikele because lo mkhuhlane simzi affecta kakhulu uyamosha kakhulu
okay no ayisebona kakhulu.
So, Jungavei, that's one of the guys who is actually having a self-sustaining project in Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying that he's not yet been vaccinated, but he hopes that one day he'll be vaccinated. And he says he's not running away from the vaccine. He's going to do it and because this disease is really terrible. So he says, of course, he needs to work. And at the end of the day, if it doesn't work, his family is going to suffer. So that's one of those things.
Yes, and we understand that many people are going to these public vaccination centers because they are getting free jabs there instead of going to these private ones where they are charging between $3 and $5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I think the issue here is because they don't have the money. You cannot have $3 to get vaccinated. Yet you don't have sugar, mealie meal, and cooking oil at home. So people would prefer to use that money to buy food and other requirements, and then they go for free jabs. And that's why they are spending hours on end queuing to get vaccinated. And when they get there, they are told no more vaccinations.
Yes, and now we're joined by Nomtanda Zonko Mazana. She is in Mumbai, in India. Welcome to the program, madam.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
yeah, sir. Cool.
Yeah, that's about cool. Akusitele kulambo kuti ukuhamba njani umemetheka kwegcikwane le COVID-19 njalo unganqabekelwa njani umemetheka komkhuhlane.
Lapha eIndia dube kumbe umhlaba wonke jikelele.
EIndia khonapho la obhekane lakho. Kunjani kulezi nsuku?
Hayi kulezi nsuku kungani sekungcono. Ngoba bayenza ama campaigns okuvaccinate abantu and bayenza bayenza iqiniso ukuthi akula muntu ongena ku public transport ongela mask and kwaba nesinqumo sokuthi akula abantu ama mall ikakhulu ama mall nxa kunama festivals lapha bayagcwala abantu baba nesiqiniseko ukuthi wonke umuntu ongena e mall kufanele ukuthi abe etestiwe kufanele utshengisele ukuthi utestiwe and iningi labantu especially emaphandleni lapho kwakumemetheke khona nama public vaccinations akusakhangelelwanga ukuthi umuntu kufanele aye esibhedlela ayo vaccinatewa kumbe eclinic banama post ababekileyo like maybe ema train stations public places ama train stations ama erenkini nendaweni ezi public lapha abantu abagcwala khona.
Yes,
kungani kungcono kakhulu.
Yeah, so ngakufala ngasikhiwa khona goke ukatukhuluma ngoma.
Okay. The spread of corona here in India has decreased because the government has taken the initiative of actually making sure that nobody goes into a public transport, be it Uber, Ola, or a bus or a train. Nobody should go in without a mask. And in a bus where there is a two-seater, only one person is allowed to sit there. Where there's a three-seater, only two people allowed to sit there, which means the middle seat will be empty. And they made sure that everyone, most of the people gather in malls celebrating different kinds of festivals. As you know, here in India, there are so many festivals that are done here. They made sure that everyone who goes into the mall is tested and must show that he has taken that test. And they have put actually plenty stations for vaccination instead of people to be going to hospital because actually hospitals are limiting patients in their, they've got private and public government hospitals. They're actually limiting people as in patients. So they have made so much stations to vaccinate, free vaccination in railway station, bus stops, and in public places where people mostly tend to gather. So I'd say the most of our places around where I am, Mumbai, they are open because the spread has actually decreased. Yeah.
Yes, Jonga, you can talk to Ella.
Yes, thank you so much. Tinotenda. Itanzwa kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 muIndia, zvikuru muMumbai, muna ndeamai mutandazi kana ndimuzvare mutandazi ngomazana. Hanzi zvinenge zvatidererei nenyaya yemitemo iri kuiswa nehurumende ikoko iri kuita kuti kupararira kwedenda kunge kuchidzikira. Vanofanira kunge vachipinda muzvitima nemabhazi vanofanira kunge vakavhara muromo nemhino. Vanenge vachienda kuzvitoro zvakaita semamall nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakadaro vanenge vachivhenekwa kunzi havawana here utachiwana. Kana kunga warambawo kunge uchivhenekwa zvinoreva kuti hauchapinda kana anga mumabiko kana kumamall ikoko. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kuitika, inzira hombe inobatsira kuderedza. But Ms. Ngomazana, we understand that this Delta variant, many people just call it the Indian variant. How is it now then?
Actually, there's been that call on the government. The Delta variant and the Indian variant, as it is said, is actually a myth, because the Indian government actually wrote to the World Health Organization. There was an Indian variant, there was a Nepal variant, there was actually a lot of variants that were being nominated around the Indian countries, it is like surrounding countries. They've been saying their variants named on their countries. But since the Indian government has so much scientists are working on actually helping with the COVID, they actually had no idea. As the world labeled India as having a variant, they said actually their scientists doesn't actually know what the world is talking about. They actually wrote to the World Health Organization so that they must put their story straight. And also the Nepal government had also contacted the World Health Organization. There is nothing like that. They're just labeling every variant that is coming across, Indian variant, Nepali variant. There's nothing actually like that. Even the Delta variant, everyone is naming. There is also a variant that came from the UK. Mm-hmm. And but actually India actually denied it. There's no variant. Actually, it was the original COVID that actually first attacked India is the very COVID that is there. Mm-hmm. So there's no variant that, yeah.
Thank you so much. I think now we can have Mr. Vusango joining us on another issue. Go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, Regis Charumbira Vusango, tinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you, Jonga.
Ndinoona kuti muri pamugwagwa. Tinoimba kuti hatisi kuzvikanganisai kutyaira nekuconcentrate.
Aiwa, no, that's okay.
Aiwa, kana makadaro pakanaka. Nyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi, vaCharumbira Vusango, inyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 zviri kuitika munyika. Pamwe chetewo nemabasa ari kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze, vakaita semi kuunganidza zvikwanisiro nemidziyo nemari zvinoshandiswa nevanhu kumusha mukurwisana neCOVID-19. Tozotarisawo nyaya yesarudzo dziri kuitwa mangwana kuZambia. Ndofunga totanga hedu nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19. Takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachiwedzera nemasvondo maviri nyaya yelockdown kana mutemo welockdown, vachitaura kuti hongu kutapurirana kunenge kuri kutidzikirei, asi vanhu vachiri kufa vachiri kuti wandei. Saka zvakanaka kutinge tichimboona kuti pa2 weeks ipapa kana pane vanga vaine vabatwa neutachiwana vasati vawanikwa, zvinopa mukana wekuti vanga vachiona kuti zvakamira papi. Munotii nedanho iro?
Aiwa, ndizvozovajonga ndinotenda sikuru. Mukuru wenyika Comrade Zindi Mnangagwa vakaextend a lockdown level 4 yacho iyoyo. Tichiona isi mamiriro akaita zvinhu kuti ndufu dzacho dzati wandisei, takatoona isi kuti vana Dave Smogen, I think takambotaura pachirongwa chakadarika kuti Dave Smogen yakati nenyaradzo they were overwhelmed. Saka vanga vakuti havachakwanisi kuuya kuti vanhu vazotora zvitunha. Vanongoti imi kana moda kuviga touya isu toprepare toviga. Inyaya yekuti naivo vanga vaita overwhelmed even though yanga isiriyo policy yavo. Saka naizvozvo inyaya yekuti womukuru wenyika achihwa urongwa hwakadero huchibva kumafuneral palace, kureva kuti vanhu vedu vana veZimbabwe vari kurasikirwa neupenyu vanga vati wandei. Saka naizvozvo level 4 yacho yelockdown yanzi ngaiextendiwe, zvinhu zvakanaka izvozvo kuti tione kuti denda iri chii chatingaita naro. Pamusoro paizvozvo government yakaita outsource again quite a lot of vaccines are kuya. Mamakatoshika, I think if it's not yesterday. Saka, I think the government is fighting hard to stop and minimize the spread of this variant through my vaccines. Saka, tinongora batichiti vanhu vedu ngavaende kunobaiwa nhomba. I think for now, ndakaona kuti nhomba dzacho dzakuwanikwa kana kumaruwa chaiko. Ndaitaura nayo vanhu vari kumaruwa kwedu pakiriniki yekumba chaiyo. Vachitoti hatikutonobaiwa nhasi, vamwe toti tatobva kunobaiwa. Saka izvozvo zvinondibatsira ini kuti kandaa kuya pachirongwa chakadai. Ndinokwanisawo kutaura ndichiti mukuru wenyika ari kuita basa rakanaka nokuti kana nhomba yakusvikawo nekumba kwangu, ndozivawo kuti kana kwavajonga nekwava Gibbs nekumwe kwese inofanira kunge isiri kusvika. Kana isiri kusvika toziva kuti tizivise vakuru venyika kuti aiwa kune nzvimbo dzimwe dziri kusara. Ndatenda zvikuru wacho.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, thank you very much. We've got Mr. Busani Mbusontini as well. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program, sir. Yes, yes. So, akuchera vantu kuti lapha kwele Melika uhamba njani nge-COVID? Kumenjani?
No, i-COVID eMelika ngantiwa ike yatshisa ufuna ukuthi anganeno, kodwa siyabona ukuthi i-Delta variant ngantiwa iyaphenduka. Iphenduka ikakhulu ebantwini abangazange bebe-vaccinated. Siyazi kula ma-states athize angantiwa kafuni ukuthatha i-Jackson leyo. So siyabona ukuthi bakhanya be-impacted by i-Delta variant. Njalo yibo abatholakala kuma-ICU, yibo abakhanya bebhubha nge-COVID. Abantu abaningi yibo nabangazange bethole i-vaccination.
Yes, cela ufake ngasikhiwa khonokho.
You know, things in the US, I think they had stabilized for a little while, but when the Delta variant came back, we did see some increase in cases and people going to the ICU. But mainly those that are affected are people that were not inoculated in the first place. There is a sharp decrease on those that were inoculated going to the ICU. So, you know, things were stabilizing, but now there are certain states, the red states, that are really being hit by the Delta variant.
Yeah, let's turn then to the Zambian election. We see that the Southern African Development Community is saying that they are going to do a virtual monitoring of the elections. What's your take on that?
My take on that, it can only work if all the stakeholders, if all the election agents are given gadgets that can connect them directly to SADC. It cannot work if SADC is only working with the Electoral Commission of Zambia and not with all the stakeholders and the election agents.
So, okay, as to the election, kumbe ngithi ukhetho kwele Zambia isadiki ithi bayakwenza lokho kuthiwa i-virtual monitoring. Wena ukubona njani kholokho?
Okwe-virtual monitoring azaye kusebenze, siyakuqala ngesadiki le ma-election e-Zambia. Kodwa nxa ukuthi ngenxa kule COVID kungasebenza nxa ukuthi ama-election agent wonke alama-monitoring equipment that are connected to i-sadiki. And my apologies, the Orton Prophet here, let me
tell you. I see, I'm cool, yeah. Yeah. So that was Mr. Ntini. Mr. Ntini has got another commitment. You know, Mr. Chonga, quiet, sir.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I'm not sure whether Mr. Vusango is still there, but...
Yeah, he's still there, and even in Komazana.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you said this gentleman is now leaving, eh?
Yes, he has joined a certain meeting.
No problem. Let me go to Mr. Vusango before I go to Ms. Ngomazana. Mr. Vusango, what's your take on the SADC monitoring or observing Zambian elections virtually?
Mr. Vusango, can you hear us?
He's on mute.
Yeah, no, he removed the mute. So I think he's
gone. Okay, so I can maybe we can go to Ms. Ngomazana. Yes, Ms. Ngomazana, your take on the elections in Zambia tomorrow. We heard that SADC is going to monitor the elections virtually. And many people, they look up to SADC for authentic results of elections. What's your take on this development?
I don't think, as I look at it, it's an impossibility because with this, all these things going on, that will be... It's actually the first thing that has been done, I think, in the southern part. But I don't think this time around it will work with everything going on around. I think maybe it would have worked when we our countries are not going under through this pandemic and all. Yes, but now it looks.
The pandemic is the reason why SADC took that that way of observing elections.
Yeah, but since they are starting it now, I don't think it will actually be effective.
Yeah, so when I go to Mbona Wako, Mkomasan, Mbona Gani, Uketo Vele, Ulomuntonga of Zeba, observing the Swede, in virtual. In 7C Zoom, in 7C Labo Pila, if Laba.
I'm so the Gube Lula. I'm born with Tuzo Pumele Lana Kona. Ngoba Baba Tube, it's not everyone. Emma Panzen, Zambia, also Uzova Nene, the locus and provision, ya local. I'm born with Velu Tuzo Sevens of Baba Tube. Who lala the election? Nabe Bachibona, Babe ne physical observation, got a tattoo Amania Telo. Ikorona ikona, Baba Dube, ikorona ikona, but ayibulali abantu amanyathelo aqondile ethethu. Labe sibabona bebulawa ikorona, Baba Dube, kungoba kune stigma ethile ekhona. Abantu bathuselwe kakhulu. Abantu bengabona ama-symptoms lawo bayafihla. Uyabona, kugcina sekuwesi, sekusesibangeni sokuthi umuntu sezokufa. I corona sizophila nayo tu bafanele ukuthi leyo into leyo ukuthi kuthiwa kuzomonitora ngendlela yona le ambona izosebenzela abantu bezambile angiboni izobasebenzela ngoba uzoba nenkalakatha ye-disaster kuma elections ezambile.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho ke sisilo uRegis Musango. Jonga, go ahead with the Regis.
Yes, vusango nokungama kutinzwa.
Yes, yes.
Ndabenda kukandira mvunzo yekuti munoti nedano ratorwa neSADC rekuti vanga vachiongorora sarudzo dzemuZambia dzirikuitwa mangwana vachishandisa dande mutande. Tiri kunzwa ndo zvavakataura vachitaura kuti vatora danho iroro nepamusana pe-COVID-19.
Yeah, thank you, Vajonga. Yeah, I think ndizvozvo chaizvo. I think vakatora decision yakanaka, ndakazvinzwawo izvozvo. Because tiri kuona isu kuti nenyaya yeCOVID-19 pandemic it will be to put their lives in danger to be on the ground because you know an election comes with very unexpected events. So it will be to put our SADC staff on in danger. So and I think now we are moving virtual almost everything. So it's a good advantage for the observers to actually visualize this election while they are where they are in their respective places. Because one, when you are, I'm sure what I've heard is that there will be surveillance cameras all over the polling stations. So it's easier for the monitors to monitor on camera. You can capture a lot of events than in person. So I think this one is going to be a very interesting new chapter of our election. I would think that in every election going forward, we should have some people monitoring on the ground, some monitoring virtually, because we have those that want to always claim that things were not fair. So if we have monitors on the ground and those that are monitoring on cameras, it will help us now to converge the information and the videos and the audios. And then it will be easy even to go to the Constitutional Court with those are actually the perfect V11s that can be actually be presented to the Court of Law in the event that we have got people who are going to contest that they have not lost. So I think thumbs up to SADC. I think SADC is going virtual And this is a very, very, very good news. Thank you.
But assuming you. Assuming that there's a rural area like Solwezi, where, you know, there's no electricity, and how do you install cameras and monitor in that kind of respect? You know, I think this is an impossible task, right, Mr. Musango?
Well, you know what, Mr. Gibbs? Look at this. We have an invisible enemy, a COVID-19. We rather have our staff, SADC staff, in those rural areas and then die with COVID. I think when we look at the spread of the pandemic and the degree of this variant, we cannot risk and put our staff in the line of danger. Because this, you know, fighting an invisible enemy is worse, because you don't know when, the way, and which area this enemy is going to attack you. So they have a nice there in Zambia. I'm sure SADC is the one that is coming up with all that. So they will be responsible for anything that is going to, for the outcome. So I'm sure they've decided, you know, it's an organ. They have all the judges. They've got all technical teams that came up with this decision. So I would welcome the decision regardless, because I know for sure it's not a decision that was made by two people fetching water at a well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But Gibbs, before we go to Ms. Ngomazana, I wanted to ask Mr. Musango. Musango, Zimbabwe iri kutadza kuita sarudzo dzemabielections nekuda kweCOVID-19. Kana tichiona kuti sarudzo dzinokwanisa kutoitwa pachishandiswa iyo madandemutande kana virtual observation iyo iri kuitwa, chii chiri kuita kuti Zimbabwe irambe yakatsikirira panyaya yesarudzo?
Thank you very much, Ajonga. I think my elections are about Zambia. These are national elections. And national elections in SADC cannot be held without the approval of SADC itself. So SADC has given the green light for Zambia to host their elections, and SADC is fully involved in all the events that will be taking place there in Zambia. And our in-house elections, by-elections and all that, those are not national. And SADC does not get involved in issues that are in-house. They deal with issues that are national.
Just to correct the point there, I wanted to put forward Mr. Musango. Yes. I'm saying if other countries can hold these elections and they are easily monitored virtually, why can't we just do the same?
Yeah, that's why I said so far, I think this is the first time elections are being monitored virtually. I don't know if there's any other elections you know that I don't know. But this one, I'm saying it because the organ that approved that is SADC. So if we are going to have our own election in 2023, definitely we are already on a path to virtual activities. So in 2023, our national elections, definitely if COVID is going to be there by then, we are going to also be monitored virtually. And I think there's a difference between our by-elections and national elections and the involvement of SADC. Thank you.
I think
Ms. Ngomazana wants to respond to that. Ms. Ngomazana.
Okay. Nye zukutuba buti. Kodwa ma akula election engaqakathekanga. Ngizaqala ngesindebele. Akula election by all international. Into ezoyenza ukuthi le nto ibe impossible as uDube ukuchila ukuthi kule ndawo asikho yonke iZambia e-town. Kusemaphandleni kulama indawo ezisemaqaqeni ezisendaweni lapho kungela network ngakhona. Which will make it impossible for the monitoring to happen. Ma kuzoyenzakala ukuthi ma if it's real that virtual actually monitoring is effective, let's start with our own by-elections. Ngoba kuthiwa akaqakathekanga ngithi siyakhona yini ukuwayenza. Sithi ebhinga ngale siyabhuwa phakathi ngale Caribe emaqaqeni ngale. Akulanda that won't be 100% effective. Ama elections awe Zambia, they are going to be child's play. Ngoba akula effectiveness ezoyenzakala. Kuzoba nama breakdowns ngoba indaweni eziningi kusemaphandleni lapho kungela network. They will bring their boosters and all, but bazofuna ama generator. Kungaba ne breakdown, which means that constituencies done. Corona ayibuyanga izolo. We've been living with corona since late 2019, 2020 yonke. We know what to do before and after you've come across infected area. That is, if they are infected. So bekunjani ukuthi iSADC committee, whatever committee that is involved, oh, my battery is dying. The committee that is involved, babuye physically, take proper precautions. It's not an invisible enemy that we cannot handle. There are sanitizers, there are masks. And after that confrontation with the public, you know what to do. So, Agula, this virtual monitoring is actually by Chai to Fiti Zambi. I can danger.
So while we are charging your phone, let's go to Mr. Vusango. So you can charge while we are still on here. So go ahead. There you are, Chonga.
Yes. Vusango, nyaya ombe iliku taurwa ne wakawanda. Ndiye kuti nzvimbo zhinji hadzina magetsi, nzvimbo zhinji hadzibate masaisai. Munoona here iyo ongororo yesarudzo iyi iri kuitwa neSADC ichibudirira, ichibudisa chimuko. Ndoda kuti mupindure nerurimi rwaamai apa.
Iya, vajonga, sorry, ndakuwa zvamataura nezvataurwa naSister. But I think izvi handiri kuita kuno, mafonzi enyu ari kubuda achiita echo. Saka muchiti kana mukataura zvinobva zvadzokorora, zvidzokorora. But I think I've heard you. I don't know kuti ndiri kudzokorora kwe here kana ndiri kubuda.
Aiwa, muri kubuda kamwe, muri kubuda zvakanaka.
Alright, ai muri kubuda ruviri, saka it's okay. I still here, but munenge muchiripita yose.
Hanzi dzokororo ine simba.
Alright. Sister, this is my band because I responded kwavari here because zvimwe zvavataura handina kuzvinzwa kana mutikwanza zvedare itare zvavataura. Ndombodanga ndadaira zvenyu.
Tichakupa kurira enda anchida kuti mutange mataura zvandabvunza izvi nokuti mubvunzo wambobvunza naGibbs nokaupindura nechirungu. Saka ndoda kuti nerurimi rwaamai mupindure kuti nzvimbo dzinenge dzisina magetsi because Zambia yakangofanya neZimbabwe tine dzimwe nzvimbo dzisina magetsi, dzimwe nzvimbo dzisina masaisai, hatingati maintaneti kana chi. Zvinozobuda sei ikoko?
Aiwa, ndinotenda vajonga. Ndozvandatini, I know kuti magetsi anonzi ako asi SADC it's a program of Southern Africa. Saka havagoni kuti vati zvinhu zvakadaro zviitwe, vanenge vatotarisa mapros and cons okuti ko kusina magetsi tichaita sei. Saka ini ndinovimba kuti SADC yakatokavha zvese zvatiri kushuvira zvese izvi. Haigoni kuti iyo kuti SADC haigoni kuti it's a credible organization. I'm sure tese tiri panapa hapana munhu anodhauta kuti SADC iri kuita basa rakanaka kana kuti rakashata, iri kuita basa rakanaka. I'm sure all of us tozviziva. Saka ini ndotovimba kuti SADC yakatotarisa zvese izvozvo ikakaita kamadecisions ayo anodiwa kuti vakwanise kukavha kumaruwa ikoko kusina magetsi. Majenereta edu ndozvati ariko. Vanhu vane vachikepicha kamavhidhiyo. Hatina kuti isu inogona kunge iri live. Kana iri live, fine. Kana isiri live, kusingakwanisi kuita live. Ndozviziva nokuti SADC haisi organ yokuUnited States of America inooperata from New York on Wall Street. Iorganization inooperata iri kuAfrica ichikombaira masouthern African countries vachinyatsa kuziva mademographics ese nemaboundaries ese kwese nemafambirwo acho zvese vanazvo vanozviziva izvozvo kuti election icha macenters emaelections ese ari kuitwa pakati nepakati. Saka kana pakati nepakati pasingasvikike tinosvikapo sei? Kana network isingaiti tinosvikapo sei? Saka izvozvo I don't think it's an issue yokuti tingabva taita question. Of course there's nothing wrong, tite find out. But I wouldn't doubt kuti SADC nokuti kune kumwe kwokuti network inonetsa. Saka iyo ameno pamwe vanotoziva kuti vatova nemasatellites, they might have already captured all that and know what to do. So andinga waste hangu time yakawanda ndichitaura kuti tingazvifambisa sei nokuti SADC yacho yakatogadzirisa izvozvo ikazvipira kuti isu tichaongorora maelection ekuZambia. Zambia yacho havana kuti maelection ekuZambia kuLusaka. Vakati toongorora maelection ekuZambia as a whole nation, which means they are capable. They would not do that if they are not capable. Ndo zvandoda kutaura vajonga kuti vanokwanisa. Ndokusaka vakatizivisa kuti tichatora chinhano chakati gore rino nenyaya yekuti kune COVID.
So, thank you so much, Mr. Charumbira Vusango Gibbs.
Yes. Yes, and people tend to question some of these moves. by the Southern African Development Community. They think that this is a club of friends. And so now they are propping Lungu because he's a friend of all the presidents. So that's where the problem is, Mr. Vusango. So don't you have that kind of idea about what people are saying out there?
Yeah, you see, Brother Gibbs, that's a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why we as people, we think differently and we view things differently. I'm looking at, for example, let's look at the new bridge there that was constructed between the Kazungula. The Kazungula wasn't really involved in our country. We got involved more than that, even though we got access to the bridge. But if we were very good friends with these nations, regardless of whatever the issues are, we could have been working together as brothers and sisters. But you see, when it comes to elections and business and all that, every country put their interest on what they want to do. And the interest of our country is all about the welfare of our people. And we might have been very, very happy with the events that took place at the Kazungula, which means Zambia and Botswana, they are involved. So if we are going to now look at the elections in Zambia based on some of our business activities that we do as two nations, then we might be biased to the leadership that is of the day. So we're not doing that. We are leaving there, do their own elections. We know that if observers, and of course Zimbabwe is part of SADC, we observers there. And if that is done, that is not according to election, definitely we will also be observing that, and the report will be written on Zimbabwe as involvement into the observation of these elections. So I don't look at it as friends. Look at it. Why do we have ICC, International? Is it not a court just for African leaders?
Okay, let's
but
okay.
We know that.
Let's do this.
Yeah. So yes.
Let's do this. Let's bring in Mr. Teoma Vinga so that he can respond to what you said initially there concerning these elections, because the worry is that SADC is a club of friends, and many people are saying that, but some supporters of SADC say that is far-fetched. Mr. Mavinga, welcome to this program, sir.
Thank you so much. Well, SADC is a long way away in terms of conduct of elections that are credible, free and fair. But normatively, SADC has got comprehensive and clear guidelines when it comes to conduct of elections, when it comes to ensuring that there is an electoral field that is even for all political players. The challenge is that SADC does not have robust enforcement mechanisms. It can only observe and in some cases, make some recommendations for areas that might need improvement. And this is why we have seen that historically, SADC countries have gotten away with having shoddy elections. Like in Zimbabwe, if you go back to the reports of the SADC Electoral Supervisory Commissions over the years, there have been huge gaps of things that need to be addressed that have not been addressed, but there are no mechanisms to ensure that SADC can enforce its regulations on its member states. So it's a huge gap that is there, and therefore you find that incumbent governments sometimes get away with running elections that do not meet the standards in terms of credible, free and fair elections, and we do not have the legislative or other mechanisms to ensure that countries comply with the requirements and follow the standards as set out in the SADC guidelines.
Chonga?
Yes, I want to know pachirongwa chedu vamavinga.
Do not end.
Vamavinga nyaya tirikutarisa ndiyo imwe chete zviri kuitika kuZambia sarudzo dzamangwana. Tinoona kuti SADC isangano hombe rinotariswa nevanhu vakawanda kana nevanhu vose mudunhu rekuchamhembe kweAfrica vachitarisira kuti aiwa zvichabuda musarudzo idzodzo ndozvinenge zvichitambirwa. Mamwe masangano madiki asiri SADC tinonzwa kuti akatumira nhume dzange dzichiendawo kunoongorora sarudzo. Asi sangano hombe rotaura kuti aiwa richange richiita pamadande mutande. Tingatarisira here kuti SADC inenge ichishanda nguva imwe chete nemasangano madiki iyaya zvichabatsirawo. Zvichibatsira kuti inzwe zvine zvichiitika munzvimbo dziri kuitirwa sarudzo.
Kukanganisa kukuru nekuti sangano reSADC rinofanira kunge riine vanhu vari kunge vanenge varipo vachiona zviri kuitika, vachiona kuti sarudzo dzekuZambia dzaitwa here maringe nezviga zvakatarwa zvekuti dzinge dziri pachena, dzisina mhirizhonga, dzisina kubirira kana ugeva neuguruvhani. Asi kana pasina anenge aripo anenge achiongorora, zvinoreva kuti idambudziko rinenge ratovapo. Asi zvakare tinoziva kuti sangano reSADC nguva nenguva ranga risinganyatsoiti nemazvo kana tichiona nyaya dzesarudzo, nekuti inyika dzakawanda dziri kuchamhembe kweAfrica dzanga dzichiita sarudzo dzinenge dzisina kusvika pakatarwa chaipo, kusanganisira Zimbabwe, kusanganisira Malawi naiyo Zambia. Tinoziva kuti kwaita mukurumbira wemhirizhonga uyezve kuti mauto akadirwa uyezve ari kukonzera mhirizhonga yakawanda munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana muZambia imomo. Nekudaro hatina chivimbo chakanyanya chekuti SADC ichaita basa sebasa. Tinoziva kuti masangano madiki anenge achiongorora arimo achifamba, asi simba ravo ndoshoma. Sangano ranga riine simba rese isangano reSADC, asi simba iroro harisi kushandiswa. Zvoita kuti nyika dzakaita sana Zambia, vatungamiri vakaita sana Lungu, vanachagwa Lungu, vakwanise kubirira vachifunga kuti hakuna chinobva kuSADC, nekuti haisi kuona, haina ziso riri pasi riri kuona zviri kuitika pasarudzo dzinenge dziriko muzuva ramangwana.
Mataura nyaya yemauto, tinoona kuti haisi nyika imwe chete yakaita seZambia inotsvaga rutsigiro kana rubatsiro rwemauto munguva dzesarudzo. Chii chanyanyosiyana nezvinoitwa nedzimwe nyika pane zviri kuitika muZambia?
Dambudziko riripo nderekuti nerimwe nzira Zambia iri kuteverawo mumatsimba edzimwe nyika dzakaita sana Zimbabwe, ekuti mauto anenge achipinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vakarerekera kudivi rimwe chete. Hazvisi izvo, hazvisi pamutemo, nekuti mauto anofanira kuti angochengetedza nyika nebumbiro remutemo renyika, kwete kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika. Asi tinoziva kuti kuchamhembe kweAfrica nyika zhinji kana dzinenge mapato anenge achitungamira kana achingaona kuti utongi hwechichitero hwaakuda kuti vanhu vasarudze vamwe vanhu, vanokumbira mauto kuti ambunyikidze vanhu, ashungurudze vanhu, kuti mauto aite sekuti ndo vatsigiri vebato rinenge richitonga. Ndo zviri kuitwa kuZambia, ndo zvatakaona zvakare zvichiitwa kuZimbabwe. Asi hazvisi izvo, kutyora mitemo, kuvhiringa zvakatarwa mumabumbiro emitemo yenyika dzese idzi, nyika dzanga dzichiedza kusvika pakanaka panyaya dzesarudzo iSouth Africa, nekuti tinoona kuti mauto eSouth Africa haapindi mune zvematongerwo enyika. Vanenge vakamira chinhambwe vachitevera zvakatarwa mubumbiro remutemo renyika. Saka nyika yeSouth Africa ine mucherechedzo wakanaka unogona kuteverwa nedzimwe nyika. Asi Zambia iri kukundika. Nyika yeMalawi zvakare pasarudzo dzapfuura dzakaitwa takaona kuti mauto haana kuda kupindira mune zvematongerwo enyika kana kuda kushungurudza vanhu, asi akapa mukana kumhuri yeMalawi kuti vataure kuti ndiani wavanoda kuti avatongi. Ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa kunyika dzese, ndo kuremekedza mitemo yenyika kunofanira kuitwa. Asi hatisi kuzviona zvichiitwa kuZambia, nekuti vachagwa Lungu, mutungamiri weZambia, vari kuita kuti mauto avhiringe vemapato anopikisa achivashungurudza vachitadziswa kupinda musarudzo zvakanaka pasina kushungurudzwa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga Gibbs.
Yes, let's bring in Nkomazana and hear her view about this issue. It's a very, very sensitive issue, especially in Southern Africa. We know there are so many problems that people are facing there. So ngokugcina khonapho ke ungathini Mankomazana.
I think our respected gentleman who just finished talking, I didn't catch his name, actually hit the nail on his head. Because without COVID, our SADC was not monitoring fairly. Nothing they were doing better. And it's going to be worse when they are not there on ground. Some other monitors are going there physical. Smaller organizations, as you mentioned. What's stopping a bigger organization to do the same? Mm-hmm. As they say, it's a group of friends. I see Zambian election is already spoiled.
Yes, I was going to say, I think
Ushai Spigile can. We chilo in Daban Jung over in you. Mova Isatik in a history of Yunga Monitiga say, Ama elections, no ma COVID in Yako. Ama elections, I are Rico, they call a physical. I are Rico, who then umstin, the Kubula want to my elections. Manje gay, the Bethens and Yang, a virtual monitoring, who's of Anjan. Jung over in Chil. Umnumzana lo uchilo kahle ukuthi isathi kahle kahle imbuthano yabangani and ama elections eZambia sesewonakele bengakawaqala sewonakele kutasa
ngoba
ayisebenzi lento ukuthi ama organizations amancane ayakhona ukuya monitor physical yona inkalakatha organization kwalani ukuthi bafike khona.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Let's get Mr. Vusango on board. Jonga.
Yes, Vusango ndofunga manzi kwazotaurwa na Dewama Vinga pamwe chete na Mzare Ngoma Zana.
Vusango, can you hear us? I think he has been slightly cut off.
Okay.
I think he's muted he's not muted. I think he's got a problem with his system. Maybe can you log in again? Log in again, Mr. Vusango. I think he's coming back shortly. So in all, Mr. Mavinga, what do you think is going to happen with these elections? 30 seconds.
Well, from what we are getting, there is overwhelming support for the opposition, but also there has been a lot of disruption by the security forces. So there is a huge concern that, in fact, these elections could be rigged. But if they are genuinely free and fair, and if there is no rigging, then we might have a sea change in terms of support because of the declining economic conditions and the dissatisfaction by the people with President Lungu and his government, his PF government.
So maybe you can go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, and this is going to have Sangova Zoka.
No, he's still not around.
Ah, okay. Vama Vinga, sangano renyu rine matano ariri kutorwa here pasarudzo idzo dziri kuitwa kuZambia.
Hongu sangano reHuman Rights Watch tiri kuonawo tichishanda nevamwe vari mukati meZambia vari mumatunhu nemadhorobha akasiyana kusanganisira guru reLusaka nemamwe akataramuka tichida kuti tione kuti sarudzo dzinofamba sei. Tinovimba kuti kana dzikasaitwa kupindira nekubirira panogona kuva neutungamiri hutsva nenguva isipi. Asi tinoziva zvakare kuti vanhu vazhinji vari kuchema kuti mauto eZambia akadirwa mumaruzevha mumadhorobha ari kushungurudza vanhu. Vatapi venhau vari kushungurudzwa.
Mr. Mavinga, yes.
Shungurudzwawo zvakare.
Mr. Mavinga, thank you so much. If there was extra time, we're going to give ourselves another 2 hours. But unfortunately, we don't have any extra time here. So we thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF, Ms. Nomthandazo Nkomazana, she's a political activist based in Mumbai, India, Mr. Dewama Vinga, who is a human rights lawyer, Mr. Busani Musontini, another political commentator, and we wish to also thank Ezra Chisaspanda and Nunrai Jenna for providing some of the videos that we're using today. Signing off from Nederland, this is Kip Stube, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, ndirimu dunhu reMaryland, Sir Gibbs Dube yeyu, tirimu dunhu rimwe chete, ndotaiwa morala zvakanaka. Studio 7 ndenyu, rambai muchitsigira zvirongwa zvedu. Good night.
Bye-bye.